This presentation will go about validation and Snoezelen. I will first tell something about the validation, about the history, about the methods, the effects, and then I will continue to Snoezelen. The validation history is founded by Naomi Feil in the United States in 1980s, and she was a social worker, and her motivation was to find a new interpersonal method for work with dementia sufferers, which came out actually by her frustration about the reality orientation theory and remotivation methods which were used in that time. And they were actually confirming only on the fact what the person already knows and would like to maintain. The method of validation, which I said was grounded in the 1980s, and can be characterized as a supportive method in multidisciplinary care and stage-specific communication techniques for both one-to-one and for group matters are being used. It classifies the behaviors of demented people and provides practical techniques to communicate with these people. I have a sheet where it's written what is validation, and it's a practical method for communicating with people, with elderly, which is confirming what the elder person wants, needs, and thinks. The principal assumption in validation is that all behavior, how it's appropriate, it doesn't matter, it has meaning. The goal is to maintain the demented person as happy as possible, whatever the level of functioning is, and support those abilities and functions that have become weakened. In practice, this goal translates into given empathy through sustaining relationships, respectful interactions, and positive attentions. It gives demented people the opportunity to resolve unfinished matters in their life primarily by listening and responding with interest to what is told and by encouraging the communication. Validation is a theory about life's final struggles. Due to dementia, old people change their behavior and go back and return in past. They relive the good times, but unfortunately also struggle with the bad times. In this period, it's especially important that there is somebody who listens to them with empathy and tries to understand them. Validation is not focusing on exploring the reason of unexpressed feelings or is looking for analyzing this. It's a practical method in here and now. If we look further to who can do this validation, who can give validation to the elderly people, we can separate into groups. It's first the nuclear caregivers, which can be family, friends, volunteers, and also people, pastoral workers who focus on religion. Then on the other side, there are professional caregivers, which can be nursing, psychologists, social workers, activity therapy, and go on and go on. In validation, there are several stages. There are four behavioral stages, which Naomi Feil calls malorientation, time confusion, repetitive motion, and vegetation. In the elderly home where I worked, we gave other names for it, and I will explain them. The first stage was the stage of malorientation, which means that the expression of the elderly person is conflicting with other people surrounding him. So we call it actually the lost stage, which means you are losing the grip around the world around you. By example, is sometimes the elderly person is aware of the loss of memory. She or he is talking somebody with somebody else, but the other one is not understanding her and she's getting really confused about it. Then the second stage is the time confusion. The elderly is losing more and more and more the grip of life she's functioning in and getting more and more back to her own world. We called it the sinking stage. By example, the elderly person is not aware anymore of day and night rhythm. She doesn't know anymore quite well when she has to eat, if it's breakfast in the morning or if breakfast in the evening. The rate of dependence, the increasing dependence, is a very important part in this stage. The other stage, the third stage, is called repetitive motion. Movements replace words. People cannot find words anymore. and they are used to work through unresolved conflicts. Many conflicts like misunderstanding, aggressive, unnecessarily fightings with other that are really specific for this stage. We call it also the threatened stage. The other last part is vegetation. This stage means that the elderly has completely shut down the world around them. It's not communicating anymore and is totally in their own world. And they are totally depending on others in their functioning. We call it the drowned stage. Further to how the model of validation is constructed, you can watch the second sheet about the stages of validation. If we continue to look further to the techniques of validation, it's validation can be used in all stages, but for all stages we think that an individual approach is the best, and especially in the last stage, where is the vegetation, we see later on that a snoozle technique can be a better method. So at the third sheet you can see that the validation method can be one-to-one, so face-to-face individual technique. Then there is the group validation technique, and then there is the 24-hour day environment validation. And very important in all these stages is that there is a multidisciplinary team who is talking and thinking about how to best construct the way of validation. When practicing validation in groups, it's really important that all the people in the same group have almost the same level of dementia. The disadvantage if you put a person, let's say, who is a better way of dementia, a better way of functioning, it can be really confrontated to the other elderly people and it can turn out into a negative way. For the validation worker, it's very important that he knows the person. That is why the social worker and the validation worker have to figure out what is the lifespan, what has happened in the past. Like it will give some attachment where you can focus on into the validation. And some examples can be like, what was the childhood of the person? How many children he or she had? How was marriage? How was the hobbies? Did some of the children or the husband or the wife died, some bad things in the life, and so on. What the validation worker is doing is that he or she is traveling back in time with the old person and tries to understand the underlying life themes that are being expressed by the old person. By careful listening, giving eye contact, touching the person, he or she can build a sense of mutual respect and try to trust the old person. Most important is that feelings can be understood and interpreted. Through validation, it is possible to enter the person's inner world. Empathy builds trust, trust gives strength, and strength is reducing stress, helping to restore well-being and happiness. If we look to the effects of validation, it is proof that elderly display more control and are emotionally more stable. It's decreasing crying and pounding. It's decreasing aggression, it's decreasing need for medication, and it's increasing verbal and nonverbal communication. The second part of this presentation is focusing on snoozeling. I will tell something about the history of snoozeling, the meaning of snoozeling, the criteria, how it works out in practice, the equipments you need for snoozeling, the results, and we have two videos which you can see later on. The history of snoozele is it's difficult to describe snoozele because it's not only one word for a certain action. It's a combination of a lot of certain methods and therapies like the aromatherapy, the color therapy, and also the white room or the Waldgeborenenhorne, which all have the same goal, namely the stimulation of the primary senses for those people where verbal communication is not possible anymore. In this case, we focus on demented people. Stimulating the senses is a method that has been used for many hundred years in various civilizations. The ancient Egyptians used aromatic substances as back as 4,500 years before Christ and are believed to have initiated the therapeutic use of aromatherapy. Music had the same meaning as joy and well-being in ancient Egypt. and all physical forms were regarded as manifestations of music in classical Greece. Touch and massage have been used in most cultures, like the Celts, the Goths, the Egyptians, the Romans, and the Greeks for at least the last 5 millennia. Most ancient cultures use baths for various therapeutic reasons, such as fatigue reductions, wound healing, combating low spirits, treatments of rheumatic disease, paralysis, and for the after effects of injuries. Aromatherapy is commonly used in many facets of healthcare, and you see nowadays that it's really in a large scale used in nursery homes. The meaning of snoezele is that the word snoezele is a combination of two words, which the creators, which are Dutch people, Hulzegger and Verheul, in 1987 did form together. It's contracted from the Dutch word snuffelen and snoes and doezelen, which means to sniff and to doze. To sniff can be explained to find something by exploring a situation or event, and to doze means to relax. So in short, we can explain snoezelen as to do whatever you want and to relax. Snoezelen is a method which was found in the Netherlands in the middle 70s, but in that time only used in the mental and multi-handicap treatment settings. What was revolutionary about snoezelen in the world for elderly people was the view that for the elderly people it should be non-directive, lacking specific education or therapeutic aims. It should be like an adventure trip, because you don't know what will happen, you don't know how the people react, and you have to wait what the outcome will be. If we look to in practice what snoezelen means, it's a practical method to support the individual personality of the deeply demented elderly and to stimulate well-being. In practice, it means that you are focusing on stimulation of the senses, which are seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. It's based on the assumption that the world in which we live is a mixture of sound, smells, tastes, and tactile sensations which we access through our sensory organs, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, and our skin. These snoezelen environments aim to maximize the use of our senses. And snoezelen aims for pleasurable sensory experience arranged to simulate the senses without the need for intellectual activity in an atmosphere of trust and relaxation. It's a failure-free approach, which means nothing goes wrong, everything is okay. If we go to the goal of snoezelen, it's creating a calm and relaxing atmosphere. The importance of snoezelen elements in the daily activities is based on the fact that the demented person will be more and more depending on others. More depending on others also means that he or she will get touched more and more by the caregivers. So the frequency of touch and physical contact is increasing all the time. So the quality of care in this way is really depending on the way somebody is touched, so the quality of physical contact. Now we're going to look to the criteria for using snoezelen. Before you can start with snoezelen, there are some criteria for participation. Not everybody can take part in snoezelen. It's especially meant for people who are deeply demented. So if we look to the first part where the validation was, we had 4 stages. In snoezelen, we focus especially on the third and the fourth stage. But it also can be, you can snoozle with less demented people, like in the validation in the first stage or the second stage. But we think that the last 2 stages will be a better method. And it can offer an extra value for those people. The selected criteria are for snoezelen that the patient needs to stay permanently in a demented unit or in a demented nursing home. The patient is totally depending on care. The patient has less or no abilities to talk, to learn, or to communicate. And another point is that the patient is, in the outside world, visibly unhappy, and it shows undesirable behavior which is difficult to influence, like, by example, aggression. If we look to the point snoezelen in practice, we think that while there is no medical treatment available to cure or to stop the progression of dementia, there is a medication to relieve the behavioral symptoms, such as sleeplessness, depression, and agitation. Schnuzler relieves people who suffer dementia temporarily of their symptoms without medication because you stimulate the primary senses. Schnuzler is relaxing individuals when they are stressed and is increasing the range of motion without medication. Depending on the individual, you can put the goals on decreasing inner restlessness, focus on more alertness, improve the contact with others, and express overactivity. Everything is depending on the individual itself and on the individual behavior, the visual attitude, and the expression. Very often, by example, persons tend to get overloaded. When you are in the room, in the elderly home, the TV is on, people are sitting in the day room, people around him or her are talking, and there is input of all kinds of noises around them. It can be very overwhelming to the person, and he will lose the grip and control of the area around him. So he can get agitated and is unable to handle the situation. Then taking the person to a snoozer room will take the person away from the pressure from the usual environment. Before starting with snoozer, it's really important to ask the family of the person to provide information about the past of the person. There are special developed questionnaires. This information concerns data about the far and recent past in a social, personal, mental, and physical way. From this information, goals can be formulated, activities can be planned, and can be done in practice. After this good in-depth in the individual, the snoozer worker, is taking the person to the snoozer room. During these snoozer sessions, the worker is observing and registering the behavior of the elder person according to some stimuli. This will be done on a special observation form, which will be added in this presentation. By the providing selective stimuli, it is possible to find out on which one the elderly person is reacting positive or negative. By example, if the person is restless in the daily room and taking to the snoozer room and you do some action, then the person is calming down. It is important in this case to finish and end an action to avoid confusion. Normally, there are about 10 sessions in a snoozer room between 30-40 minutes to fulfill the screening stage. During this screening stage and during the sessions, there are 4 stages. In the first stage, the elder person is getting used to the atmosphere of the snoozer room and the environment and the relaxation by music, smell and lights. Before going to the next stage, it's really important that the person feels comfortable, trustful and safe. You can do this by example by turning the lights little by little down, putting some soft background music on, and by offering some relaxing smells like incense or giving herbs to smell. In the second stage of snoozler, one of the senses of the affection is stimulated, and the worker is nothing else doing than observing and giving sometimes new stimuli. Good observation is important because reactions are mainly formed in small things due to the inability of communication, like a smile, searching eye contact, or even a tear. The worker will offer trust by being calm and is not forcing the situation, and the elder person will feel more and more comfortable and is more accessible to the outside world. The third stage is the expansion of the visible world. The worker is going to provide selective stimuli with the purpose to break through the isolation of the demented person. Again, it's very important to observe the elderly person and see what the reaction is. In the last stage, the worker is slowly closing down the session in that way that the elderly can peacefully close the actions in the snoozer room. In this stage, slowly lights are turned on again, the music will change and turned off, and the situation will be left like before entering the room. It cannot be, and it might not be, that the person will immediately will come from the snoozer room with the calmest and the peaceful atmosphere, going back to the daily room where there are a lot of influences again. In the next video, we will give you a small presentation about the white room of one of the elderly rooms. When we continue further about the equipment of snoozele, we can see that, especially in the white room environment can consist of several specially adapted rooms. Some elderly homes have a lot of snoozel equipment, a lot of snoozel rooms. By example, it can be an adventure room, it can be a jacuzzi room, it can be a sitting room, it can be a sound and light room, a Dutch corridor, and also the white room. But unfortunately, much is depending on the budget of the organization and, what's more important, of the viewpoint and the goals you want to achieve with snoozele. If we continue more about the white room, it does consist of one room with equipment such as a color wheel, sprays of fiber optics, large water tubes with constantly moving bubbles, soft relaxing background music, and sometimes an oil burner for aromatics and other various aids according to the needs of the target population. A white room is designed to be stimulated, but not to be overwhelming. The use of the equipment depends on the person, and it's often a trial and error to find out what is the best method for each person, because every person is different from the others, and also the characters and the reactions are different. What one person likes can be that the other person dislikes. So the results and the effects are so different all the time and cannot be generalizable for many persons. Snoozele is based on the fact that the person itself decides what happens and what is the next step. You are only there to point out a certain direction and to follow what is happening. Equipment for snoozele can differ from very simple to very complicated tools and from relatively cheap to expensive. Before starting with snoozele, it's important to find out what the person itself did like, and you have to travel back into the time where the person itself grew up. Like, by example, think about yourself, like go 40, 60 years back. Try to find out what was, by example, the style of furniture in that time. What were the paintings, like porcelain? But for all the snoozer rooms, it means there is not one recipe for a perfect snoozer room. Everything is possible. The providence of stimuli can be diverse, from touching to sitting next to a person and react on the things around her. Not all stimuli are suitable, even when you think they look nice. By example, mirrors are very difficult. It can have a very contradictive reaction, also negative, because sometimes elderly do not recognize themselves anymore, and looking in the mirror can be very threatening to them. And they get very aggressive because they think there is another person, like who is that? The same counts for music from old days. It can have pleasant but also very unpleasant memories. Aspects from personal experiences do determine how the elderly is reacting. It has a certain meaning for the person and it cannot be told in advance how this will turn out. It's a matter of individual prognosis and later on a match or check out if it suits in the context. What you think is successful in the first session can be a disaster in the second session. What you think can be a success in the first session can be a disaster in the second session. The next part is a video which we have made in another elderly home here in the city, and they have implemented the whole snoozele idea in the elderly home. If we look to the last part, like what are the results of snoozele, we can see that research has shown that there is an increase in ratings of happiness and interest for a short period, and it's an increase in the number of topics where people remain calm throughout the session. There's an increase in concentration and there is an increase in happiness and enjoyment, and people seem more relaxed. Snoozele is providing visual stimulation and is encouraging conversation. For family, it's a big relief that father or mother is, by example, communicating with them again. It makes it for a certain way easier to accept the process of dementia. And that way, the family doesn't feel totally helpless, even when the contact is a few seconds. Although Snoozel is practiced for several years and the results are positive, much more studies has to be done to certain kind of aspects. By example, the effect on the caregiver, the aspect on the nurses itself. It's important that settings for demented person set up protocols and do report what is happening with the demented person during the Snoozel session and follow the long-term impact of Snoozel for caregiver, family and the setting itself.